From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says the Islamic State operative and British national Junaid Hussein was killed on August 24th in Raqqa, Syria. Here's U.S. Central Command spokesperson Colonel Pat Ryder.
This individual is very dangerous. He had significant technical skills, and he had expressed a strong desire to kill Americans and recruit others to kill Americans.
Ryder says Hussein was involved in actively recruiting Islamic State sympathizers in the West. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New Orleans, Louisiana, Friday to mark 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. Mr. Bush addressed a large crowd at a high school where he visited on the first anniversary of the catastrophic storm. Former president praised the New Orleans resilience and return from the storm 10 years ago.
It's a spirit that I saw in New Orleans 10 years ago that is very evident today. We see the spirit of the population that is ticked back up as families settle back down.
Mr. Bush was president on August the 29th, 2005, when Hurricane Katrina broke through protective levees and flooded the city, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes. His administration was roundly criticized in the days following the storm for a slow emergency response. Also in the news, United Nations Security Council says it's ready to impose sanctions on South Sudan's warring factions if they do not fully implement a new peace agreement. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir ordered the army to halt a military operation on Thursday before a full ceasefire goes into effect today. This is VOA News. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says he's horrified and heartbroken to hear that the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck on a highway in Austria near the Hungarian border. Many of the victims were Syrians, including children looking to escape war for a better life in Europe. Meanwhile, at the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration is urging European nations to make necessary provisions for the migrants.
The EU is focused on saving and protecting lives, ensuring the human rights of all migrants are respected, and promoting orderly and humane migration policies. That's why we're going to urge governments in the region to develop appropriate facilities that allow for proper screening of migrants and the provision of life-sustaining assistance.
At least three people were arrested after the 71 bodies were discovered. That happened Thursday on the Austrian highway. Police say they believe most of the victims suffocated. President Obama told American Jewish leaders the nuclear agreement with Iran is the best option for preventing a nuclear-armed Iran. Speaking in a live webcast on Friday, Mr. Obama said nothing in the nuclear agreement prevents the United States from continuing to push back forcefully against terrorist activity or other destabilizing acts in the region.
We are not normalizing relations with Iran here. What we are doing is taking one game-changing problem, them getting a nuclear weapon, and moving that off the board.
The U.S. Congress is scheduled to vote on the agreement next month. The president has promised to veto any legislation that calls for a disapproval. Two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress is needed to override a presidential veto. Tropical storm Erica is set to make landfall on the island of Hispaniola with high winds and rain. Late Friday, Erica was southwest of Barahona on the Dominican Republic with sustained winds of 81 kilometers per hour. James Franklin is with the National Hurricane Center.
This could be a very serious problem for Haiti and for the Dominican Republic. It doesn't take a strong storm there to create mudslides and create a large loss of life.
12 people died in Dominica when the storm smashed into that island. Forecasters say that Erica could hit the U.S. state of Florida Sunday and sweep northward. Florida's governor has ordered a state of emergency there. The hurricane has not hit. No hurricane has hit Florida in 10 years. U.S. stock indexes were little changed at Friday's close following a week of wild price swings on global stock markets. Major European stock indexes were also mixed at the close of business on Friday. Asia markets mostly rose.
That's the latest world news from VOA.